History's Greatest Speeches, The Complete Collection. Written by Moses, Pericles, Socrates, Alexander the Great, Elizabeth I, and many others. Narrated by a full cast of the world's finest narrators. Moses, the Ten Commandments. Moses, approximately 1392 to 1272 BC, was an Old Testament prophet and the liberator of the people of Israel. Born in Egypt during a time when the Pharaoh had ordered that all male Hebrew children be cast into the Nile River, Moses' mother is said to have placed him in a basket floating on the river, where he was discovered and raised to manhood by none other than the Pharaoh's wife. As an adult, Moses witnessed an Egyptian guard beating a Hebrew slave, and attempting to stop the assault, Moses killed the guard. He fled to the desert to escape punishment and became a shepherd. Soon afterwards, he received a message from God that he should return to Egypt and demand that the Pharaoh release the Israelites from slavery. When the Pharaoh refused, Moses brought down 9 terrible plagues on Egypt, forcing the Pharaoh to relent and freeing the Hebrew people. Following Moses into the desert, the children of Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness, eventually arriving at Mount Sinai, which Moses ascended. He returned soon afterwards with 2 tablets, upon which God had inscribed what became known as the Ten Commandments. The following passage from Exodus contains the words God inscribed on the tablets, which Moses read aloud to his people. It is performed by narrator Mike Nussbaum.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the 3rd and 4th generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. On that day thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day. Wherefore the Lord...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?